From Spark and Anvil and Jestforge, this is Gage, in Chapter 1 of the Jestforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Gage is a small hair tween, quick and light, brown and cream, with long legs and one ear that's always cocked into the room. Her right ear stands tall. Her left ear aims, on purpose, right at the middle of wherever she is. That's her listening ear. When Gage walks into a room, her listening ear swings to the loudest group, then the quietest corner, then the kid sitting alone, then the teacher in the back. She reads the room first, and only then decides what to say. That's her whole craft, audience awareness, reading the room before you tell a joke. A joke that kills in one room can totally bomb in another, she says. Not because the joke's bad, because the room wasn't ready for it. Gage grew up in a small village, in a family of hares who were the market criers, walking the square each morning to announce what was for sale, tell the weather, share the news. She watched her mother work the market every single day. Fresh bread, warm from the oven! She'd call by the baker stall, then swing to the fishmonger. Best catch of the day, straight from the river. And what struck little Gage was that her mother read the crowd constantly. Which corner wanted the weather first? Which wanted the goods? Whether the village that day was in a mood for a funny announcement or just wanted the plain facts. Same news, Gage says, but she'd offer it different depending on the room. And that gauging was the real magic. I'd watch people's faces light up because she'd matched the moment. I wanted to do that. By 6, she was practicing her own gauging everywhere. The cafeteria, the quiet classroom, the bumpy bus, family dinner, camp, until reading a room first became as automatic as breathing. When Gage was 22, she walked to Jestforge Academy. Quip, the head, asked her, "What is audience awareness?" "It's reading the room before you joke," Gage said. "Same comedian, same joke list, but a different gauge for each room. Who's here? What can this room hear right now? Then you pick the joke that fits this room. You're not a different self. It's this self, chosen for this room." Quip smiled. "You are appointed." Every first day, Gage pauses at the doorway, listening ear pivoting, gauging, then walks in. "I am Gage. The basic comedy skill is audience awareness. Read the room first. Same you, different Gage." Then she teaches the steps. Pause at the doorway. Before you even step in, listen. Loud or quiet. Energized or tired. Tense or relaxed. See who's there. Grown-ups? Friends? Little kids? Strangers? A mix. Feel the energy. Is the room ready to laugh? Or just settling? Or cranky? Or focused on something else? Pick from your joke list. You already have plenty. Choose the one that fits. And if none fits, tell no joke at all. Sometimes that's the best move. Adjust as you go. If the mood shifts mid-joke, if someone looks sad or yawns, cut it short or switch to a story. And the heart of it, same you, different Gage. She's firm about that last part, because kids get it twisted. Some think audience awareness means be someone else, so they hide who they really are. No, it's not pretending. It's choosing, from your own jokes, your own self, the one this room is ready for. And she's honest about missing. I miss Gage sometimes. A joke doesn't land. That's not failure. That's information, telling me what the room couldn't hear today. I gauge again next time. The skill is the gauging, not being perfect.
"Is reading the room hard?" a student asked her once. Gage shook her head, ear pivoting. "It isn't hard. It's pause at the doorway, listen, pick. Same you, different Gage." Her listening ear pivoted one last time, and she felt the room settle into her, calm and sure, and a quiet gladness spread through her. Because when you truly listen first, offering the right joke stops feeling like a scary gamble and starts feeling like a gift, something you chose on purpose for exactly these people in exactly this moment. That settled, listened first, gift-giving feeling was to Gage the very best part of the craft.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gage. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.